morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and it's Mother's Day, a very, very special day, and a Mother's Day for Mother Earth also. I figured with Mother's Day coming, I thought it would be a great idea if we could talk about working with Mother Nature and to make your soils more natural in using organic-type products. And there's no better person to tell you about growing things organically than Carol Ann Rawlings. She's a doctor. She has written a wonderful book about gardening organically. And I think she's the best person that could help you out if you want to do that. Carol, good morning, and thank you for joining us. I know you're getting up real early. You live on the West Coast, and you're probably just waking up as we speak.
I had to get up a little earlier so I would be awake while I'm talking to you. Good morning to you, and happy Mother's Day to all the mothers that are listening today.
Thank you so much. For people that are new at gardening and they want to grow their garden organically, what would you tell them to help them to have a better garden? What would they use to make their soils better and for fertilizing their soils?
Well, you need to put down nutrients or vitamins for your plants. You need to put down trace minerals for your plants. You need to build up the organic matter for your plants. And you need to put down these little invisible things that Mother Nature has out there naturally. They're called beneficial microorganisms. And these are the glue that hold all these things together and really help you replicate Mother Nature and get good nutrients in the right form to your plants.
Okay. So you're a new gardener. It's springtime. You want to plant some flowers. How do you get started so that Mother Nature can work with you without using a fertilizer like a 10-10-10, for example? How do you get around not using a chemical food to make your garden grow better?
The main product you need to put in is called compost tea. And we have a form of that called Nature's Solution Compost Tea. This replaces your 10-10-10. It's like the multivitamin, you know, for your plant. And you take that and you can dip your roots in that and a mycorrhizae, which has some really good microbes for your roots. So you mix your compost tea with your mycorrhizae. When you're getting ready to transplant your plant, you dip your roots in that, or you can soak your planting hole with that, or you can sprinkle a little of that mycorrhizae in your planting hole and pour some of that compost tea in the planting hole. Then you put your root down in the plant. You can also sprinkle some worm castings in there, about just 2-5% of your whole planting mix that you're using. And that's a good way to get your roots established and get them going and give them a nice strong start. And then you're going to feed them, because you got to feed the plants, but we're going to feed the plants via the microorganisms. So essentially, We're going to feed sea kelp, which is like a Miracle-Grow, a high nitrogen fertilizer. We're going to feed them ancient humate, which is also like a Miracle-Grow. It's all your multivitamins, your sea kelps, your trace minerals, your humates, your macro micronutrients, your multivitamin. You're actually going to feed the microorganisms. Then they in turn transform all these organic nutrients into the form that your plant can take up. And so you're going to do that once a week. Just every time you water, you feed them a little vitamins, you feed them a little trace minerals, and you put down the compost tea. You can put that on your leaves. You can put that in your soil, and you're going to get a nice protection. Actually, it's a preventative pesticide. You're going to protect it against diseases, too. So we're going to build up that plant's immune system, protect it against diseases, and build up the strong roots.
Now, compost tea is compost that you've made and you've added water and, like, fermented all of the goodness from the compost into a liquid. Is that what compost tea is?
Just about. We use compost, worm castings, different kinds of mulches, different kinds of nutrients or foods for the plants. We put it all together in a big 100-gallon container, and we aerate it for 24 hours. It's not actually a fermentation. It's an aeration process. So we keep the air going around in this, and we extract these beneficial microbes. So after 24 hours, we have a liquid that's an aerobic liquid, and it has living microorganisms. And for the same volume of this liquid versus the same volume of a compost, we're getting 10 to 100 times more organisms in that liquid. So we really are giving our plants a nice jump start to replicate Mother Nature, because we got to get those microbes out there if we want to replicate Mother Nature. And we can also put this liquid on foliarly or as a soil drench, where we can't do that with compost or worm castings. So it gives us a more versatile way to get all those good things from compost and worm castings out there in a concentrated form.
Carol, how important is it to have microbes in your soil?
Well, let me explain the difference between growing organically and growing with synthetics. This will help answer the question. When we're growing with synthetics or chemicals, these are salt-based nutrients, and they just diffuse straight through the cell wall. That's how they get in your plants. If we go in the store and we buy the best organic nutrients we could find on the shelf, we read the label, and we put it down on our plants, but nothing happens, it's because these are carbon-based nutrients. And they actually, straight out of the bottle, even if it says it's water-soluble, it's not, if it's truly organic, it's not in a plant-available form. So if you're using true organic nutrients, you must have microorganisms to transform those nutrients into a plant-available form. That's the key that we all need to understand to really make organics work great. So we can get these microbes if we have them in our soil. We can get them from really good compost. We can get them from really good worm castings. Or we can get them from these compost teas. But we have to get them. Without it, we're going to only be so-so in our organic gardening. But we want them to be really great and have really great, you know, vegetables and roses and a great lawn, carefree, so we don't have to worry about it. So we're going to try to replicate Mother Nature, and we're going to be able to do less work eventually because we're going to let Mother Nature kind of do it. We just have to put all the elements together out there to give her a jump start.
So if you buy the best organic fertilizer on the market and you apply it to your soil, and you don't have the amount of microbes that you need, The fertilizer is going to sit there. It's going to do its job to a certain extent, but you need to really add beneficial microbes to that soil and to make that organic fertilizer work better, right?
That's right. There's only a minuscule amount of organic fertilizer that is plant available. The majority, you got to get these microbes out there to transform it. And then we're going to have great-looking fruit and great-looking vegetables. You know, we aren't going to see these inferior-looking organic products out there on the market. And we'll really be able to replicate Mother Nature and really compete with the synthetic fertilizers and how good our yards are looking, our orchids and trees and everything.
Now, Doctor, why don't you hold on a second? We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, there's a lot of us that are trying to use organic fertilizers. I want you to tell us step by step what we should use and to put in our gardens to make it better so that the microbes grow and do their job properly.
Don't you just love spring? The new flowers, the shrubs, the trees. Every spring also brings new products to make your yard work easier, and this year is no exception. A company called Fertilome from Texas that manufactures garden products for the garden center only is introducing Over the Top, a grass killer that controls unwanted grasses in your garden and around your plants. Also, Spinosad, a natural solution for controlling all types of caterpillars and Colorado potato beetle without harming beneficial insects. That's cool.
Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of Deer Scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's Deer Scram.
You've changed your light bulbs. You recycle aluminum cans. Maybe you drive a fuel-efficient car. You're doing your part to make a better future. But what about the problems you're facing right now, like pests, weeds, and diseases? Use Natria instead, the line of alternative solutions using naturally derived, non-synthetic active ingredients to effectively protect your home, lawn, and garden. Problem solved. Natria, from Bayer Advanced. Pest, weed, and disease control that fits your life. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is protected. For stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available, so get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power borrows $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're talking with Dr. Carol Ann Rollins, and she has written a wonderful book that's really easy to understand. Carol, can you tell our listeners, especially for the new gardeners that want to grow a garden organically, about your book and where they can get it?
The book is called 10 Steps to Gardening with Nature, and it explains how to replicate Mother Nature using sustainable methods. And the book will be available this summer, and it will be on Amazon. So we expect to have it in the stores by July.
It's Carol has sent me a copy of her book, and it's really easy for you to understand, and it's written so that you don't have to sit there and go, what the heck did I just read? It tells you step by step so that you can understand what you're doing and why you are using certain fertilizers to motivate the microbes in your soil. And one of the products that I promote a lot on the radio is Mycorrhiza. Could you tell our listeners a little bit about Mycorrhiza?
Mycorrhizae are a lot of these beneficial microorganisms, these invisible things that are in the soil that really do all the work for us so we can do less work. And what mycorrhizae is, it replaces your superphosphate, your 0-20-0. You just use a little tiny bit when you're transplanting, and these microbes hold on to your root, and they start bringing nutrients into your root, and they get up into your plant. And then your roots start really growing and making all these threads, and your roots just go crazy when you give them this mycorrhizae that helps increase the nutrient uptake of your plant. But just use it when you're transplanting, because they have to have contact with a root within 48 hours once you put them out there in the environment. So be sure you just sprinkle it in your planting hole or mix it with our Nature Solution compost tea and make a root dip out of it or a soil drench. So just get it in there when you're planting.
It's the most incredible technology I have ever used. And believe me, once you have used Mycorrhiza at the time of planting, you will not believe the end result. I was telling Carol the other day when I was talking with her, I planted a magnolia in Florida at my son's house, and we put in the mycorrhizae because the soil is all sand. And Matthew, my son, called me and he said, Dad, it already has 2 feet of new growth on the tree. And it's just really amazing. I used it on some Crimson King maple trees. And a red Crimson King maple will normally make 1 foot of new growth a year. With the mycorrhizae, when you apply it at the time of planting, it, as Carol says, stimulates the roots. My Crimson King maple is making over 2 feet of growth per year. You use it on vegetables, annuals, perennials. You don't have to use 10-10-10 fertilizer. You use the mycorrhizae, some compost tea, some sea kelp. If you want to stay organic, this is the way to go. Carol, what is your website so people can get more information?
We have 2 different websites. One, which talks about our products, is www.nature-technologies.com, and it'll talk about all of our Nature's Solution 5-step program. And there's a video on there that shows you actually how to use the products. And our second website has all the books and articles that I've written with Dr. Elaine Ingham. And it's called www.gardeningwithnature.net.
Terrific. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, getting up early, and you have a wonderful Mother's Day. Thank you.
Thank you, Paul.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bobex at 800-792-4449. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic, they're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Berry, only $9.95, available at chachingwisdom.com. That's chachingwisdom.com. chachingwisdom.com.
Concerned about nuclear contamination? You're not alone. If you understand the risk of today's food being contaminated from nuclear fallout, you would not only trust Wild Food for survival, you'd count on it. Wild Food is the most prolific, fastest-growing food available. It's fresh because it doesn't sit in the field for 8 to 10 weeks being fertilized or sprayed with pesticides, accumulating radiation. and wild food is not genetically altered. Ounce for ounce, wild food has more nutrition and less harmful elements than any animal or commercial agriculturally grown food. It can detoxify the body. And the best part? Wild food is free for the taking. Let author Linda Runyon show you how to identify, harvest, prepare, eat, and store wild food. Go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 888-513-2837. Or visit ofthefield.com for your survival.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. George, who's up next?
Peggy in Massachusetts has a problem with some squash burrs.
Peggy, good morning. How can we help you, and happy Mother's Day to you.
Yes, Paul. This is Paul, not Peggy.
Yes.
I'm asking about squash burrs.
Okay.
Paul, I'd like to know, with all the new technology that you speak of, is there any better, good and better ways now to control squash borers? Maybe you can give us a little history 101 of squash borers, please, and I'll hang up and just listen to you.
Okay. The squash borer starts as a small white moth that will hover over the vegetable garden, and it will lay the eggs of this worm-type insect on the stems of your squash plant. And usually it does it early in the season when the squash plant is probably a foot or 18 inches long. The eggs hatch. It turns into a caterpillar-type worm insect, and it bores into the stem of the plant, and it feeds on the inside of the stem, hollowing it out. And as it does, it cuts the individual tubes of water and nourishment that are connected from the root system to the leaf. So when it cuts one of these tubes to feed on it, the water or the nourishment that was in the ground can no longer get to the leaf. And once a lot of these tubes have been cut, then the plant just wilts and falls apart, and when you cut it open, you find this grub or worm inside. The best way, there's a lot of different products that you can put on the plant, but what happens is, a vegetable garden, we water often. You get rain, and the products wash out, and there's no systemic product available that works, because if it's a systemic, it's going to get into the fruit or the vegetable that you eat. It kills the borer, but it could kill you in time. So there's nothing chemically that works. Many years ago, the man that got me motivated in my garden, his name was Jim Crockett. And what Jim Crockett always did to his, and this is what I do, I plant my squash plants. And at the same time that I put in my plant, I put in a roll of nylon. The best way to get nylon is to take an old pair of pantyhose, cut off the legs at the crotch line. Now you've got two pieces of nylon. You roll it from the crotch area down towards the toe. You take the toe, push it into the ground at the time of planting. And as your squash plant begins to grow, you wrap around the stem the nylon from the pantyhose, and it creates a barrier so that when the moth lays the egg, she lays the egg on the nylon that you are wrapping along the stem as it grows. And you only need to do this for the first 2 feet of the plant. You don't have to do the whole vine. It's only on the first couple of feet, and sometimes even less. The egg will hatch, and the worm cannot eat through the nylon, and the borer will die. It can rain all it wants, you can water all you want, and it will eliminate the problem. Fortunately, most of us do not get squash vine borer. And it's something that once you break that cycle, you won't have to do it every year. The borer lays eggs in the soil for the following year. So if you could wrap your stem with the nylon pantyhose for a couple or even 3 years in a row, the cycle is broken. The moth that lays the egg lays it on a plant that is resistant because of the nylon covering, and the cycle is not completed. If you can do that, you will get rid of the borer in your yard once and for all. So try wrapping the stems from the ground the whole length of your leg of the nylon pantyhose, and do this for a couple of years, and the problem will be solved. Great question, and very timely, too. Thank you. George, who's up next?
Peter in New Hampshire has a question about moving a dogwood.
Peter, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul, and morning. Nice morning out there. And happy Mother's Day to your wife.
Thank you.
You're welcome. A couple of questions. One is, we've got a dogwood coosa. I know it's your favorite tree. And it's maybe about 10 feet high and probably about 6 or 7 feet in diameter.
Okay.
And we want to move it. And it's not leafing out yet. Of course, it has buds and everything. We're in Seacoast, New Hampshire. And
right.
It's not really leafing out yet. So one question is, can we move it now, or when's the best time to move it? And then the next question, and I apologize, you kind of covered it earlier in the show, and I missed some of it. You were talking about hydrangeas, and like a lady called and she asked you know, when they can be trimmed. And we've got, you know, we've got some endless summer hydrangeas, and like some of them are just starting to leaf out just a little bit, and some actually are not leafing out yet. So I think you said it's okay to trim the hydrangeas a little bit now. I mean, we don't want to, you know, we just want to take a couple feet off them or a foot and a half or something. So the timing okay for the hydrangea to trim that and also to move the dogwood?
Okay, great questions. And again, very timely, Peter. So you hit the nail on the head that time. Any plant that has little to no foliage can be moved right now. If you have a tree and it's in full leaf, you're going to have a tough time to move it. But the Coosa dogwood, especially in northern New England, has not begun to leaf out yet. And it can be moved very easily. Now, you have a tree that's in the neighborhood of like 8 feet tall. You're going to need to dig a root ball, Peter, at least 2 feet in diameter. If you can do it bigger, the better, without ending up in the hospital with a pulled muscle or a hernia with the results. So what you need to do is tie all the branches up. Dig a trench in the size of a donut. And what I would do is to dig the root ball so it's about 3 foot in diameter. Dig it bigger than normal. Then what you want to do is to examine the soil on that 3 foot root ball. And if you don't notice a lot of roots, then you can shave it down and make it smaller in size. You may be able to bring it down to 2 foot in diameter very easily, again, because there's no foliage on it. Wrap it with burlap, and if your soil is on the sandy side, you may need to use some rope to help hold the burlap together. Weave nails where the burlap overlaps. That will help also. We've had plenty of rain, so the soil will hold it together. And try and roll it out of the soil. Like a previous caller, it's going to be heavy. So move the root ball on one side of your hole, partially fill the hole, and roll the ball up the small amount of soil that you've added. That will bring it up closer to the surface. And then add more soil and slowly increase the depth of the hole so that you're filling it in with the soil that you've taken out. And that will raise the root ball out. Then roll it out of the hole and move it where you want to on a plastic tarp. The plastic tarp will slide over your lawn very, very easily. If you try and pick up a root ball that's a couple foot in diameter, I'm sure it's going to weigh well over 100 pounds, and sliding it will be much easier. Just plant it in this new location with compost, with animal manure. Use the mycorrhiza. That will help to eliminate transplant shock. It will help to reestablish the root system a lot faster. It will surge the plant a lot of energy. Also, sea kelp is very, very good. And there's a company right here in Maine called Sea Kelp. Seaweed Sea Kelp. And sea kelp is full of the microbes, like the mycorrhiza, that will help that plant really, really grow. So use some kelp. Go to your garden center. It will help to stimulate the root system. You have a plant that has not been root pruned. And a nursery, they prune the tree every single year. So your root ball can be smaller in size. And because it's smaller, it's easier to move. So you need to stimulate all these small roots that will form with the mycorrhiza and with the seaweed kelp. It really does make a big difference.
and that will help. But do it right now and keep it wet. Hydrangea, you can prune them, but you need to have buds on the stem. So if you have a plant that the branches are 3 feet tall and you want to make it smaller, make sure that you have at least 2 bud clusters that are actively producing green foliage or green buds at this time of the year. If you prune your blue hydrangea or the pink hydrangea down to the ground or maybe even a foot, you probably will not get any flowers because your ball-type hydrangea, the rounded hydrangea, they produce the flower buds on old wood, on the branches that were made last year. So if you remove all of the branches that you see on your plant, the plant won't die. It will make new growth, but you've removed all of the flower buds. So prune only to control the height of the plant. And the new growth that will develop on the blue hydrangea will not make any flowers. It only flowers on old wood.
Is your lawn temperamental? You know, bare spots and weeds that keep reappearing? Or damage due to insects, disease, and drought, no matter what you do? If you want your lawn to be as green as it can be, look no further than Jonathan Green, a brand that rises above the rest. Black Beauty Grass Seed by Jonathan Green grows turf grasses that root deeply and have an invisible waxy coating, similar to what you might find on an apple, to preserve moisture and ward off stress. Jonathan Green organic lawn fertilizers contain humates to improve the soil, so your grass has a solid foundation upon which to feed. Plus, they cost less than half the price of a lawn service. And don't forget MagiCal, organic soluble calcium. MagiCal rapidly raises soil pH faster than lime, bringing your soil back into balance and releases untapped nutrients. Time-honored tradition, scientific innovation, superior products. Jonathan Green, 5 generations of naturally beautiful lawns and gardens. Available at True Value Hardware and your local garden center.
If you want your lawn to look lush and green, it's time to step things up. Scott's 4-step annual program makes it easy. From an early spring feeding that also stops crabgrass before it starts, to late spring nourishment and weed control, to protection from the high summer heat, to building strong, deep roots for an early spring green up. Step up your lawn care today. Buy the Scott's 4-step annual program exclusively from the people you trust, the folks at your independent garden center and hardware store. It's your yard and you're the boss. You need hardworking soils. Start with Osmocote potting and planting soils. They're made from rich organic materials like sphagnum peat moss to hold water. Plus, they contain Osmocote plant food to provide nutrients plants need to feed for up to 6 months, helping plants grow incredibly beautiful gardens, which gives you a sense of pride in your work. That's what being a great boss is all about. Buy Osmocote soils today at your independent garden center and hardware store.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Reality check. There are many so-called health products coming out that are here today but will be gone tomorrow. They're fads, they're hype, and a lot of gimmick. Life Change Tea is no fad. We've been around for years and we've been slowly growing, and our products have attracted loyal customers. Why? Because our products work. Cleansing your body, losing weight. more energy, and better overall health. And you might ask, says who? Our customers say. A company shows its colors with how many people reorder the product. So don't be afraid. We're the real deal. Log on to GetTheTea.com and read all the testimonies. In fact, log on and order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. There's no call centers, just a friendly operator. 928-308-0408. Once again, 928-308-0408.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club, 800-259-9231. George, who's up next?
That would be, what do we got here? Ellen in Massachusetts. She's got a question about a hibiscus.
Ellen, good morning, and happy Mother's Day to you.
Thank you, Paul. Good morning. Two quick questions. On my hibiscus, they're very woody, and lots of stuff down the bottom and lots of flowers up top, so I need to cut these back. And mm-hmm. I was just wondering, can I make new plants out of these? Can I root these cuttings?
Oh, yeah, they root really, really easy. The thing that you want to do, Ellen, is if you cut the whole plant back now all at once, then you will not have any flowers for about 4, 5, or even 6 weeks. So the best thing to do is to take one-third of your plant, and usually, if you can do the non-flowering branches, cut those back now.
Okay.
Wait 2 weeks, take another third of the branches and cut those back, and then 2 weeks later, the final third of the branches on your hibiscus, and by the time you prune the final third of your branches, the ones that you prune first have made new growth, and they are now beginning to bloom, and that way you don't lose the flowering cycle on your hibiscus. The other thing is, hibiscus, if you want flowers, you need to feed them every time you water. And the best hibiscus is one that is fed heavy and often. So what I recommend is, on top of your soil, put some Osmocote pellet-type fertilizer. It looks like little BBs. So if you can put the Osmocote there, every time you water, if you forget to put fertilizer, the Osmocote will ooze food and your plant will be fed. An Osmocote on tropical plants will last between 3 and 4 months. And then, if you can hit it with like Miracle-Gro, or the blooming and rooting fertilizer from Fertilome, this blooming and rooting is incredible. If you want to make plants bloom, this blooming and rooting is the best fertilizer for forcing plants to bloom more than normal, and that will help tremendously. Okay, so do that. Prune it one-third, wait 2 weeks, prune it a third, wait 2 weeks, prune it a third, and your plant will do wonderful. Now, I was giving you some information on seaweed. The website I want you to go to is Vitamin C, and it's S-E-A, seaweed. VitaminCseaweed.com, and there's some great information on what seaweed will do to your gardens, to your flowers, and even to your houseplant. The other thing, those of you that are going to be planting tomatoes in containers, whiskey barrels, plastic pots, any kind of container, tomatoes have a tough time growing in a container like that. And what normally happens that shows you that being confined will slow them down, the underside of your tomato will have a black spot on them, and it's called blossom end rot. If you can use a product that you can find at your garden center called Tomato Maker, and all you need is a couple of tablespoons in your container at the time of planting, and it will eliminate blossom end rot. So if you're having it in your garden, put some in the hole at the time of planting. If you're growing tomatoes, various kinds of squashes, zucchini, and summer squash will also get blossom end rot. So try using Tomato Maker. It has a lot of calcium, and it will eliminate the browning, which will eventually rot your whole tomato. Makes a big, big difference in the quality of your container garden. I use it in all my containers. It supplies the calcium, not only tomatoes, but flowers and other vegetables, even herbs. It helps them to adapt to growing in a container, and it's almost like making them grow in your garden because of the stress that it does eliminate.